Okay, everybody's here, sort of. I'm not here completely.
Physically.
Yeah, physically. Would anybody like to adopt our agenda?
Yes, I'll adopt it.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Public comments? Approved minutes from regular meeting of March 13th and special meeting of April 2nd. The only thing I would make a comment, this one I don't really care because it's Carl. We should try and keep from putting names, just put lot numbers or what have you instead, but I'm not really worried about this. It's benign anyway. It's just something we should be in the habit of.
Why?
I'm trying to do the same thing.
He brought our names.
Oh, I know. That's why I say this one I don't really, but it's just something we should do as a habit.
Okay.
To try and keep names out of everything.
But as long as he's going to.
I normally do, but with
right.
Him.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
So. And besides, his name's going to end up in the minutes numerous times going forward, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Did
we ever hear back?
So who was approving the minutes?
I will.
Okay.
Awesome.
Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything to report on? Discussion and review of financial reports. I was supposed to get financial reports at the end of the month, but he hasn't got them done yet. I think he's still trying to get everything in his computer that I gave him from QuickBooks and try and figure out our system and kind of mesh it with his system so that they can figure it out. But he's getting there.
As long as our checks are going in there.
Yeah. We still have the only bank account. He doesn't have one set up for us yet. He's working on that as well, but I haven't seen anything from him yet.
But do you send him those checks and then he'll do it?
I send him copies so he can input them in QuickBooks, so they should all be up to date.
Okay.
And I also sent him, we had a couple of phone calls, people wanting to know what their balances were. They probably got their Biden bucks and want to know or want to pay up their dues, which is great.
Okay. Yeah, it is, but I don't have any of that stuff anymore.
So I looked them up and I know what they should be and I sent it to him and told, and so he's...
Yeah.
He sent me an email back that they're going out Monday, the statements to him.
Oh, good.
Apparently he does everything by mail, which I wish he was doing more by email.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can teach him. So.
His mail's a pain to put.
It takes forever and it's not reliable out here.
Sometimes you don't even get it.
Uh-huh.
I've had a couple of them that
time. Email's just as bad, but you know, between the two of them, hopefully something gets through.
Are you sending statements to those two people?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's sending the statements to the two people that were requesting. So we'll put this off until next month, which will be 3 months, which means we have to review them. So hopefully he'll have them done by then.
Yeah, I checked mailbox yesterday, nothing new.
Yeah, we're at the quiet time of year.
Yeah.
Discussion, possible action on road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, other maintenance needs. Again, I can just keep it on here so we can discuss it anytime something comes up. I don't know if there's anything specific that we've...
No.
It's coming to the time of year where we need to start doing these things, but
yeah, I've talked to Bill. I just need to come. I haven't had time to come down and
no.
get the stop signs.
And now that we've sent out the letter, let's see if we get any response and see if anybody's
yeah.
willing to start doing some of this. If not, maybe we'll have to start looking for a contractor.
That's right.
Well, with the fire season predicted to be really bad, we've got to get those easements cleared.
We got to start working on it. I know. That's going to be an expensive project, too.
Yes, it is.
I know we've been clearing up there at the site, just the brush and stuff that we cut to do the building up there. And we've been, for 2 weeks now, that's all we've been doing is cutting brush.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of it, the stuff that was already cut down.
Yeah, I need to go out and drive the roads and see where we need to do it. Because we just have to worry about, 30 feet from the center of the road over.
Well, we don't know for sure because we don't know where our lines are.
I know.
But the main thing we have to do is just clean up along the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like they do for the county.
Yeah.
You know, people are letting their trash blow again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've picked up some, but I haven't been on the roads. I just really have been busy right now. And I'm trying to get everything caught up.
Yep. I know.
Well, I didn't see if he picked it up, but Daniel moved. I guess Donna Manners gave him that trailer so he could live in it. I guess he doesn't want to live in his plane hangar. But there was crap all over the place. I don't.
He moved?
He moved the trailer from the Manor's property to his.
Did he go to his own? Yeah, I've talked to Rick, and has he finally got his own water and own electricity?
I don't know.
Because Rick said it's been a real problem. The new people want to move in, and they don't want him hooked up. And I don't want him.
Well, legally, he can't be hooked up.
No, he can't.
No, even the realtor called here wanting to know what to do.
Unhook him.
Yeah, just unhook him.
I mean, that's common sense. I mean,
well, it's not really, because once he can claim he's a tenant, even if he didn't pay rent in California, you can't evict him.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And there's a cult restriction on evictions right now, so you can't legally evict him.
Well, there's not evicting him. He's not living on their property. He's using their water.
Mm-hmm.
He's tapped into their well. And
but he can claim being a tenant. Apparently, the trailer was partly, before, it was partly on their property.
He can't own that property. How can he be a tenant on his own property?
I know. It's a mess. And,
that's
the thing is, the only way to settle it is you go to court.
Yeah.
But if I told the realtor, if it was me, I'd call the county.
Yeah,
maybe they'd do something about that airplane. Well,
and it can't live in a trailer, and it's unpermitted.
I don't think the airplane.
But it takes a year for the county to do anything, too.
Yeah,
I don't think the hangar is illegal.
There's no permit.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Oh.
You can't get a permit to put up a building until you get a permit to put up a house.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't put up my house.
So I know it's not.
Yeah.
I know it's not permitted. But luckily, we don't have responsibility for that.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But in order to get that, you've got to have like a sewer and that kind of stuff in order to be able to get there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he has that either.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
God knows where he's dumping that.
Yeah.
Poop bucket.
Yep.
The trailer.
I know. All right. We'll table this one for now, or just no action for that.
Yeah.
Discussion and possible action on a bank account with Wells Fargo. He hasn't gotten me the paperwork, so we can't work on that yet. And so far, what we're doing, I just deposit in our account. It'll be there, and if we have to write checks, we'll write checks.
We just don't have a balance.
Until we get it, until we get it straightened out.
I don't have a balance in the checkbook.
That's okay. We'll get it, because he's supposed to give us a month-end report.
Yeah.
You can always get it from the bank, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Discussion, possible action to revise and adopt election rules, begin election process. This one I was actually supposed to take off. I didn't. It'll be on the next agenda, because that's when we'll have our 28 days be up.
Yeah.
So it'll be on the next agenda. Okay. Now the stuff that we have to deal with. Discussion, possible action on lien release request for lot 17. And if we dig back in here, let's see. 117, sorry.
Okay.
I think I screwed up and didn't print that one, too.
Well,
I have an email from him. I'll just summarize. I forgot. I thought I printed it, and I didn't. I was doing all this in a hurry this morning. I got all this stuff from the lawyer, but I didn't print that email. But basically, I emailed Roseman Law and got the ball rolling on having them look at this stuff. So Sean Allen is the lawyer that's working on this for us. Looks like he does most of their work. Let's see, I can open it on my phone so at least I can tell you what he said.
Is it A-L-L-E-N?
What's it, Sean? Yeah, we have his bio in here as part of the packet. Get the email open so I can. It's in here somewhere.
Hey, looks like it's the guy you really need.
Because he did have some issues. He wanted to review the liens, which I sent him copies of, so hopefully he's reviewing them this weekend. Where did that go?
I sure don't understand why, if they decided they didn't have to pay a lien, why they wouldn't on account of how we went through the expense of putting it on.
Well, the problem is that the The lien is actually extinguished because of the tax sale.
Oh, which, really? They get out of that?
Yeah, the tax sale is superior to the liens. Mm-hmm. Where in the hell did this go? Shoot.
So we're not going to...
So why should we release it?
Well, yeah. What he came back with in his email that apparently if they do a quiet title, we are obligated to respond in court. Of course, we will lose because, you know, it's not... it's been discharged because of... And so we could be held liable for attorney's fees, etc., apparently. Now, I asked him to clarify that, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet with that clarification. Shoot, I'm not seeing his email. Where did it go? But anyway, that's the gist of it. The problem that he sees is that we have to respond, although I thought that we would just, if we just ignored it, it would go through the court process. But apparently, and he may be right on this, if it goes through the court process and it's found in their favor, then they can probably sue us for their court costs, even if we didn't respond. So that we could have some liability there. So he was going to review them and tell us what to do, and it sounds like we probably have to just release them. My thing is, though, and one of the things I pointed out to him, it's a problem for us to have to go to town and get notary and all that kind of stuff. So I think one of the things we need to do is revise our fee schedule, its actual cost. We have notary come to us. You know, we don't have one in the canyon anymore, but that's not our issue. We have one of the notaries that travels.
Yeah, both of them moved out.
Yeah, and we just have one come out here. If it costs $200, $300, that's not our problem. That's right. Theirs. And that would be the cost estimate we give them for release and lien, and they just have to pay it. Because it shouldn't be an inconvenience to us.
That's right.
Because it's not our, right. You know, we didn't do any of this.
Isn't that Amber? Didn't she say she was studying?
I don't know. I think she's working on becoming
working on,
one.
But, she's not.
But again, we just
so
call.
So should I just send them a statement saying this is what they owe for costs and we're not
going to... I think what we need to do is get a quote from whoever the title companies in town use for their notary that travels and find out what they would charge to come out here in an afternoon or something to do the notary. Then we add those fees in there, and yeah, here's the cost. And we send them a statement. I did send them an updated email and tell them that we were getting counsel's advice on the lien and that we would be back with them on Monday. So at least I stalled them for now. But I think that that's what we're going to end up with. I don't know.
Yeah, I sure don't want to have to go through courts and stuff.
When I talked to Teresa, who is their, I guess she's like their sales rep. She's not actually a lawyer, but that was the first thing she said. Well, you should be able to just ignore it and tell them that they can either go to court or they can pay you, which is, you know, what I thought. But he had some different opinions, and he's the lawyer, so.
Right.
And I'm sure he's seen it before. They've been doing this for quite a while, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll get back to us Monday with a definite, but I think that we're going to have to just release the lien. And again, we'll charge them everything we can charge them for as far as getting it released and at our convenience, not at their convenience. And I think we, in the future, that's what we need to do on all the liens. It's not our responsibility. They're the ones that caused us to put a lien on.
That's right.
Even if somebody's trying to redeem their own property, they caused it, not us. So we shouldn't have to go to town to have the lien released. We should be, they can come to us. So... We'll revise our lien fees accordingly once we find out what it costs to have that done, and they'll just have to pay it. That's the only thing I can say. While we're on that same subject, we don't have a separate line item in here because I didn't have all this information, but we need to retain the law firm. We haven't retained them. They're giving us advice, but we haven't actually retained them yet. So I'm sure that may be another thing that's slowing things down a little bit.
Wait, how much do they want for...
Well, we have two options. We can give them a $500 retainer each year, which reduces their hourly rate for their attorneys considerably. Their normal rate, depending on the attorney working on it, is like $350 an hour, and it goes to $280.
Ooh.
So... just from what I see that we're going to be dealing with, what we've done already with this lien and with the Carl issue, I think that this is, we're probably saving a couple hundred dollars already, or at least taking $200 off that $500 already, plus we know that we've got more to do.
Yeah,
so,
paying the $500.
I think that it's going to be worthwhile. They've also got a whole bunch of other list of fees in here for other services, like restatement of CCRs and bylaws, let's see, maintenance, responsibility, matrix, and you know, a lot of stuff that doesn't really apply to us because we're a small association, but a lot of different things in here that they do on a regular basis, so they've got a standard, like annual policy checklist and documents. They'll draft our annual policy statements for us, although I think we've been doing a fair job, and they do that for a $500 fixed fee.
That's not a bad deal.
Right. So there's, you know, again...
On the checkbook.
but we do have that option. We can either pay them by the hour, which normally is what I prefer doing because I typically we don't get into that much stuff.
But it sounds like
we've got one issue that we know is going to get more involved or can. So I think at least for this year, it might be our better option.
$500 a year is not bad.
That seems pretty reasonable. Yeah. The head of their firm is $375 an hour. Sean and Jacqueline and Stephen Kirkland, they're $345 an hour. All the others are $295 an hour. So it drops all those to $280. At least for all the stuff that's covered. There are some things that aren't covered under that, and then you pay the standard rates. Also with the attorney fee, they will attend one meeting a year, either your annual election meeting or another meeting at our choice. So in other words, we can have, under that $500, they will attend our election meeting so that we actually have the lawyer here in our defense as well. That's included in that $500, which right there, it costs $500 to have to do that. Now, I don't know if they will because we're so far away, but they didn't say anything about not, so.
Where are they?
Well, they should, if they didn't cover it, then they should have said
right.
Distance, you know, within a certain distance.
They're Woodland Hills.
Oh, that's way
that
far.
So, I mean, there is, and plus we get free phone calls and stuff, like the other attorney that we had years ago did. You know, we get the same kind of thing.
I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
I think it's well worth it.
I think this year it's worth it. Next year we'll have to see, and that would be another board that has to deal with it.
That'll be another board.
Thanks.
But I think for this year, in light of the issues that are coming up, I know I would be in favor. I would definitely be in favor of retaining them.
All by herself.
Because I think we're going to spend the money this year, some of it.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
And that'll be part of the next issue. I'll go over what he had to say about the Carl issue as well.
Is that in here?
That's actually an executive session.
Okay. We don't have to excuse ourselves and go to a private room.
No, I don't think so. We just turned the recorder off.
Yeah.
So, does anybody want
to
make
a vote as far as paying that money?
I think we should. We need to make a motion, and then I think also we put should probably agendize it and put it on the next agenda again, just so everybody knows what we did. But
yes, I'll make
because I think it's covered under this because we need information on the lien release, and so we need to talk to lawyers, so we've got to hire a lawyer. So I think we're covered for it being a legitimate action under 10. I just think we need to make sure that everybody's aware of it. We'll put it on the next agenda as well.
I'll make a motion that we hire this lawyer.
Or actually, we could put that in 11. Well, it's not an executive item. Okay. So Rita's making a motion to retain them at $500 a year plus...
Whatever else.
Right. Okay.
I'll second.
Any opposed?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And I said, based on their advice, I believe we're going to be releasing the lien on lot 117, and we'll just make sure we charge and make it more convenient to us than what it's been in the past.
Will they bring the paperwork for the release, or do we?
No, we have to do that.
No, we can do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, that puts us to 11, which is an executive session item to discuss a legal issue.
Turn off the recorder.
So I guess we'll return to regular session now and announce that in closed session, the board approved retaining counsel to deal with the alternative dispute resolution situation. So do we have requests for any future agenda items? Okay, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Nobody opposed, I'm sure.
I know.
Okay. Yep, we got through fast.